Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. But let us continue with our teaching on what is true faith. As I have said in the past, let us open up our spirit to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to give us some broken bread for the day, for our spirit. And 2 weeks ago, I was sharing on a critical topic that I do not want to see get passed away for us to move on too fast, and that was the making process of God that we all must allow God to bring into our lives. My friend, if we never come to the understanding by God showing us our heart that within us dwells no good thing, we will never be able to apply the faith that God speaks to our heart, and thus we will never be able to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I bet most have never heard that before in church. Well, most pastors do not get down to the heart level when preaching. Oh no, a good Bible story from the Gospels, or maybe something nifty from the Old Testament, but rarely does a pastor of today ever go after the heart of the matter. And that, my friend, is always the heart that has not been dealt with by God. Paul knew this quite well. Most, if not all, of what Paul had to say in his epistles was directed toward the work of God at our heart. In Romans 7:18, Paul said, "For I know that in me," in parentheses, "that is within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." Again, Romans 7:18. Now, Paul said, "For I know." I wonder where Paul learned in his flesh dwells no good thing. Well, if you have enough of God in you and you want to know the truth to this question, then I encourage you to read 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 28. Here we find the true testing of God's love for us in times of trials and perils. Here we find God working on Paul, giving him revelation and understanding, giving him grace, even healing his body. Paul, now he knows my Redeemer liveth. And Paul now knows how much God loves him. My friend, how about you? Do you know this? Not too many Christians really want to know. Oh no, they don't. All they want to do is live over an open heaven, but they don't want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, spiritual growth and development requires God's dealings and judgments in our life. Let me say that again. Spiritual growth and development in our lives requires God's dealings and judgments in our life. Amen? Okay, let us go ahead and move forward today as we look at a related truth which is important to mention at this point in our studies. And this is, faith needs to come to be in us. Amen? Faith needs to come to be in us. Can we see that this means that true faith does not originate from us as a source? True faith, the faith of God, the faith of Christ does not originate from us as the source. Can we see that we are wasting our time trying to muster up any faith out from ourselves to shoot up to God and give Him moving on our behalf? We think if we pray enough or work enough, or you know, if we hear our favorite Christian song enough, you know, that we will get faith. But my friend, no. True faith, the faith of Christ, the faith of God, does not work that way. Now, don't misunderstand me here. You can have human faith, and you can have religious faith, and you can even create out of your human imagination a religion, even a version of Christianity, and you see this all the time. This is what we see on Christian TV, and we see in most denominational churches. We can even create a false Christ out of our imagination and think that this is the one who is in us. And we can put our human faith in that and think that this is true faith. But it is not. It is a false faith. It is an anti-Christ or another Christ. Remember, the word anti-Christ means not against Christ, but it means another Christ. You know, Christians do this all of the time, but it is not real. it is of human origin. But true faith is never of the flesh or human, but of the Spirit. Let me say that again. True flesh is always, always of the Spirit and never of the flesh or human. True faith, the faith of Christ, has to come to be in us, which means that the origin or the source of this true faith has to be from one outside of us, and that would have to be, namely, Jesus Christ. True faith has to come to be from the outside of us, going into the inside of us. Let me say that again. That true faith has to be outside of us, but it has to go into us. Wow. This is how Christ needs to come to be in us. I do not know how many times God tells us and repeats this over and over and over again, that no one has anything of value except that which is received from above. So faith has to come to be in us. Again, how does faith come to be in us? Again, Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes to be in us by hearing, and more specifically, by hearing the Word of God, or in Greek, a word from God. Now notice, I cannot believe unless God speaks. I mean, that is what Romans 10:17 in the King James Version is saying. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God, right? Now, do not make a mistake here to believe. If we play the Bible, the Word of God, on tape every night, and, you know, or if we go to church every Sunday and hear the preacher preach from the Word of God or the Bible, then we will get faith. Oh, no. That is why I like the Greek version. When we hear from God, when we hear God speak, we shall get faith. Now, I'm not sure if you can remember the 70s, I can, but in the 70s, Christians would get into small airplanes and fly over cities while playing the Bible verses on tape that has to do with what some Christians call spiritual warfare. Well, that was foolish then, and that is still foolish today. Playing the Bible on tape or DVD again and again and again will do nothing for our faith. But when we hear God speak, contained in His speaking is all of the faith we will ever need to do that which He wants us to do. As a matter of fact, in our hearing, God speaks everything we will need to do that which God wants us to do. And we receive it when He speaks and we hear. The wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, how to get provision, all that we need is provided through our hearing. So God speaks to us. Now, I really like that, but the hearing is even the better. But this also tells us and establishes for us that faith cannot come from us. It tells us that God Almighty has to take the initiative, you know, to reveal to us the truth, and to which is actually revealing Christ to us, who is the truth. It is only if He does this, which we may refer to as speaking or revealing Jesus Christ to us, it is only then that we can hear, for only then is there anything to hear. Everything else is just noise. Then if we hear, faith is born in us. How many understand that we cannot believe truth? We cannot trust God unless God takes the initiative to reveal these things to us. We would not truly have anything to believe otherwise. It would all just be noise, unless God speaks. In closing, we cannot just sit there completely void of truth and say, oh, I believe that, or I believe that. Oh, no. Believe what? No, God has to do the speaking. God has to do the revealing, and then we will have something to hear, and thus we will have something to believe. Wow, something to believe. More next week on What is True Faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and praying that you have a tremendous week and God is able to move in your heart and you've opened up your spirit. You have allowed the Holy Spirit to minister these truths to you, and you do not just spit them out and say, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but you hold them before God and allow the Holy Spirit to speak these truths. more and more to your life. Amen. Talk to you next week. God bless.